A white farmhouse stands in a field, surrounded by a fence. Lighthouse Pictures presents. Inside, in a living room, a door leans against the wall, off its hinge. By the entrance, the walls are covered with floral wallpaper. The back door is slightly ajar. An SUV drives down a country road, followed by a moving truck. The SUV pulls up in front of the house. The moving truck drives past the SUV. A man, woman, a boy, and a girl step out of the SUV. The man.
Just a reminder, don't panic. The contractors are coming next month. The electrical's all been hooked up. All it needs now is a little paint.
The woman.
A lot of paint?
Fine. A lot of paint. We'll get there soon enough. And before you know it, you won't be able to imagine living anywhere else. Let's go check out the yard, huh?
Yeah.
The boy holds a soccer ball. The man and the boy walk to the backyard. The girl follows, glancing at the woman as she walks past her. The woman follows them into the backyard. Title, Boy in the Walls. The family walks through the front door. The boy steps into the living room. The family follows and stands by the fireplace. The woman.
Well, guys, this is going to be great. I mean, look at the bones. Good bones.
The girl.
Alyssa, you do realize good bones is what everyone says when they bought some money pit in the middle of nowhere.
We're only 45 minutes from the city, Maya. Your friends can come visit anytime, stay overnight.
Oh, sure, Dad. My friends will definitely come visit us in our mildewed escape room.
Hey, Maya, come back and help unload.
Maya walks away.
It's fine.
The boy.
We could play soccer out back, huh, Dad? When you're back from your trips?
Sure thing, bug.
And I can play with you too, Theo, when your dad's away. I've got a wicked left foot.
My mom was a forward in college. She almost made nationals.
Theo turns and walks away. Alyssa smiles.
You tell me not to take it personally.
Yeah, it's harder when you can't put it down to standard teenage angst.
The movers walk into the house, carrying boxes.
Oh. Coming
through. Alyssa steps around them.
Oh, wow. She wasn't keeping up with the maintenance, was she?
A house like this is a lot of work for an old woman living alone.
Yeah, living alone and dying alone.
Alyssa looks at the broken door hinge.
The agent said she died peacefully in bed. You're not suddenly bothered by that, are you?
Oh, no. Oh, God, no.
Alyssa and Chris walk through the house.
Oh, I always dreamed of a house like this. Noise, lots of laughter, kids running down the hallway. It was, you know, only ever just me and my grandmother. I always pictured a big house and a big, messy family.
Well, you sure got the messy part when you ended up with a widower with two kids. Risky swipe.
Well, you used a very sexy photo, and your kids were in the plus column. More family, more love. Oh.
They walk through the kitchen, then stand by the back door that's ajar.
It's an amazing woman that says, let's have even more kids and move to the country on our second date.
Well, I mean, we were standing next to an overflowing garbage bin. It seemed like a life change was in order.
I was going to say we were on a romantic stroll under the stars.
You'd had three glasses of wine.
I remember how stunning it looked.
Well, obviously you weren't that drunk.
They kiss. Alyssa and Chris turn. They run to the living room. A window is shattered. Theo runs inside and picks up his soccer ball. He runs back outside.
Big messy family, right?
You asked for it.
Soon, three men continue to unload the moving truck. Alyssa carries a box inside. She sets it down with another stack of boxes and opens it up. In the living room, Maya opens a box. She picks up a photo of her, her father, brother, and biological mother. She smiles at it, then sets it down. She digs through the box and picks up a doll. Theo approaches and crouches down beside Maya.
Weird. She was mom's. Her name is Pearl.
mom cut her hair. She was such a badass.
I don't have anything of hers.
That's why we'll always keep her things around us, okay? She'll always be with us, even in this crappy place.
Theo nods. Maya and Theo stand. She turns and places the doll on top of the fireplace mantle. She smiles, then wraps her arm around Theo's shoulder and rubs his head. Elsewhere in the house, a bathroom door creaks. Alyssa speaks to a mover by the entrance.
And all the rest of these you can just put in the basement.
Maya.
What are you doing with mom's stuff? You want to stick her in the basement?
Maya, no, of course not. I'm just trying to clear some space and get rid of some junk.
Junk.
Theo joins.
What else would you like to clear out? How about me and Theo? Maybe get some new kids?
What? Maya, no. Okay, let's reset.
I heard you and Dad talking about it. Oh, get a house this big and you just have to fill it with babies.
Hey, Maya, enough. Take it down a notch.
Maya turns and walks up the staircase. Theo turns and follows. Chris shakes his head. Alyssa looks down. Later, in town, Alyssa and Chris sit in a doctor's office.
Blood work is clear. Hormone levels are promising. Okay.
Alyssa smiles.
Good news. For once. Try not to get discouraged.
People say that, but why isn't it happening for us yet?
The fertility journey can be difficult, but there's no medical reason that you can't have a healthy pregnancy.
A geriatric pregnancy. I hate that phrase.
Me too. But how are you feeling?
A little overwhelmed, to be honest.
Well, these hormones that you're taking can be destabilizing. And this whole process, it's a huge stressor, so do everything you can to reduce that stress. Lots of rest, exercise. That's what it takes to stimulate egg growth.
Alyssa turns to Chris, who nods at her. Back at the house, Alyssa dumps a pill from a bottle into her hand. She closes the bottle, then sets it down. She puts the pill in her mouth, then sips the water. Soon, she grabs a needle, then extracts liquid from a vial. A figure watches through a crack in the door. Alyssa grimaces as she injects the needle into her upper thigh. She takes it out, pulls up her pants, and nods.
Okay.
Later, Alyssa cooks breakfast. She serves it to Theo, who sits at the table.
Okay, here you go, hon.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Chris walks into the kitchen.
Okay.
How'd it go?
You know, ouch, but I have to learn how to do it without you. So...
She hands him a cup of coffee. They kiss.
You sure you're not overcompensating a little?
Sit. Drink coffee. Be silent.
Maya video chats with a friend in her room.
I admit, the house is kind of cool. Unfortunately, it comes with a step monster included.
At least yours isn't like 5 years older than you.
True. She spends all day auditioning to be my new best friend.
That's my job.
Trust me, you don't have to worry. God. It's only been a week and I already miss you so much.
Me too. Your room is unbelievable. Huge. Give me the tour.
Okay. There are some nice touches.
She points to art.
I've already started on my collage wall.
Cool.
And I can finally lock my door.
Oh, lucky.
And check out this closet. It's huge.
It's the size of a New York studio apartment.
Maya stares into the closet, inspecting it.
Boo!
She turns to Theo.
God, Theo, such a sneak.
Dad said you had to get downstairs pronto to catch the bus for school.
Oh my God, you're taking a bus?
Shut up. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Maya closes her laptop. She fixes her hair in the mirror. A figure watches from the closet. Maya dons her backpack and looks at herself in the mirror. She turns to Theo.
Don't be such a creeper. Come on.
They exit Maya's bedroom and walk into the kitchen where Alyssa pours a smoothie.
Hi. I made you a smoothie with that fruit you like, acai.
Acai.
Maya turns to her.
However you pronounce it, it's pretty nice that Alyssa made you a smoothie, isn't it?
Don't really have time to drink it. have to catch the bus.
What you mean is, thanks for thinking of me, Alyssa.
Okay, fine. Thanks.
Have a good day. Try to stay warm.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. You could just get cold in that outfit.
Oh, my God. Are you shaming me for showing my body?
No.
You are.
No. No.
Nice. Very progressive. Very feminist.
Maya turns and slams the door. A cupboard door falls off. Alyssa shakes and spills the smoothie on herself.
No, I'll get it.
Chris steps away from the cabinet door.
Can I help?
Mm-mm.
He kisses Alyssa's cheek.
I'm so sorry. Okay, let's go, Theo. You're going to be late. Bye, honey. Have a great day.
Bye, Theo.
Bye.
Theo leaves the house with Joe. Alyssa holds up her hands and smirks. Later, she steps out the side door, then goes for a jog. She runs down the street. Soon, she jogs through a forest. She stops and answers her phone. She video chats with a woman.
Hey!
Hey! So, how's the new life?
It's good. It's hectic. I'm out for a run.
In the countryside? Scary.
Oh, it's not that remote, Shay.
When can I come out there so we could drown those anxieties in a bathtub full of Negronis?
Well, soon, but I'm sort of hoping mine will just be herbal tea.
Oh, that's great! Fingers crossed.
And listen, for you, I will come out there and drink tea. I might have to spike mine, though.
Of course you will.
Alyssa turns to the sound.
I think I heard something.
A Sasquatch?
No, not a Sasquatch. Listen, I'm going to run, but I will talk to you soon about coming out for a visit in a couple days, okay?
Okay, I'll be waiting.
Love you. Have a good run.
Thank you, hon. Love you, too. Bye.
She puts the phone in her pocket. She turns to the sound. She turns to the other direction and starts running. Later, Alyssa walks through town. She stops in front of a shop window and stares at a crib. A mobile spins above the crib. Later, Chris sits in a coffee shop. He stares at his laptop. Alyssa enters and joins him.
Cute town.
I know, right? Listen, I think we have to delay the contractors. The money just isn't there. No big purchases for a while.
Okay. I just saw a really nice crib, though.
Oh, remember, we have Theo's old crib.
Of course, yeah. It's just that's yours and Rachel's. Is it weird that sometimes I'm just a bit jealous of her?
Jealous of the dead woman?
I know. It's ridiculous.
Oh, come on, hon. Hey, Rachel's always going to be a part of our story, but you're not some consolation prize. You know that, right? You know I love you.
It's just that if she hadn't gotten cancer...
What?
Then we never would have met. And I hate that thought.
But she did. It was awful.
Chris holds Alyssa's hand.
But then you and I found each other. I got struck by lightning twice in one lifetime. How lucky am I?
Pretty lucky, I'd say.
Chris smirks and nods. Alyssa smiles. Nighttime at the house. A figure stares at Alyssa as she looks at a mirror in their bathroom.
You know, we should probably replace this mirror, but I kind of like it. I think it has history. The sink, on the other hand, has got to get.
She looks toward the sound coming from the wall.
What happened?
Oh, nothing. Just burned my finger.
Alyssa joins Chris in the bedroom.
What do you think?
Candles are lit.
Very romantic. Are you okay?
He shakes his head.
Why don't you take a look at it?
Okay, don't mind if I do.
Alyssa approaches Chris.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think you're gonna make it.
She kisses his hand. They kiss.
Thank you. Mm. So sweet.
Maya walks down the staircase, speaking on the phone.
There is one good thing about this new school, actually. Ugh. Alyssa and my dad are so gross. They can't keep their hands off each other. Alyssa is obsessed with getting pregnant.
They're newlyweds. They gotta do the business.
It feels like we're her practice family. Oh, I made you a smoothie. Oh, borrow my sweater. All of Stepmom 101.
Okay, what's the one good thing about the new school?
There's this boy. He's kind of different.
Different? How?
I don't know. He's a little moody, kind of dark. Smart, though. I like him.
Okay.
Maya dumps food into the garbage.
Chloe, I'll call you back.
The doll is in the garbage bin. Maya storms into Alyssa and Chris's bedroom.
How could you do that to her? What are you, some kind of psycho?
What? To who?
Maya, calm down.
I found Pearl in the garbage, Dad. She tried to throw her out.
Chris turns to Alyssa.
No, no, I would never.
Maya, Alyssa wouldn't do that.
Then who did? Who else would throw her in the garbage if they really didn't give a...
Maya!
I would never take something precious to you and throw it away, Maya. Maybe Theo did it by mistake. I mean, I read about this.
Why would he throw out his mom's most important possession?
Sometimes kids act in ways that don't always make sense.
What do you know about kids?
Alyssa's face falls.
What's going on?
Theo enters.
Theo, did you throw Maya's doll?
Mom's doll.
Theo, honey, did you, by mistake, throw the doll in the trash?
Her name is Pearl.
Enough, Maya. You've made your point.
Alyssa, no one's being accused of anything.
Aren't I?
Alyssa stares at Chris.
No, you're right. You're right. I'm sorry.
I don't understand. I didn't do anything.
Oh, it's okay, Bug.
The lights go out.
Come on. Must be the breaker.
I'll go flip the switch.
I got it.
Maya storms out of the room.
Come on, Theo. Back to bed. Come on. You gotta use those young eyes of yours to guide us.
They walk down the hallway with the candle.
No, I can see in the dark, right?
Well, I know you can. I just hope you use your powers for good.
Alyssa sits on the edge of her bed. She breathes deeply. A figure watches her through a hole in the electrical socket. The next day, Alyssa stands in the living room, breaking down moving boxes. She cleans the baseboards in the home. She clears out old shrubs from the greenhouse. She picks up a trash bag and carries it out of the house. Inside, a vinyl record spins on a record player. In the kitchen, Alyssa attaches a door to a cabinet. It's been painted blue. Chris walks in.
Wow. I am impressed.
Thank you. I told you I was good with my hands.
That I already knew.
And cheaper than a contractor, right?
I'm definitely better looking.
Well, I still need to put on the handles.
I wish I could be here to help, but I gotta close this deal in Cleveland. I will be back soon.
No, it's fine. It's okay. I'll just keep going. I'm on a roll. Where did you put the new hardware?
It's in the basement.
Okay.
Watch the door, by the way. It sticks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And this suit. Swoon.
Maybe we should sneak upstairs right now.
Alyssa smiles.
Go. I gotta get this done, and you are gonna be late.
She hands him keys. They kiss.
Love you.
And I love you.
Chris walks away. Alyssa smiles. Soon. She approaches the basement door. She turns the knob. It sticks.
Boy, you weren't kidding when you said sticky.
She pulls the door open. She reaches for a light switch. The lights don't turn on. She pulls her phone from her pocket and turns on the flashlight. She walks down the staircase into a dark, unfinished basement. She hits another light switch. The lights don't turn on. She finds the hardware on a table. She picks it up and puts it under her arm. She turns and faces a hallway. She slowly starts to walk down it. She sets the hardware on the staircase as she walks by it. She pulls a sheet off an object, revealing a crib. She pulls on a chain attached to a light bulb. It turns on. She continues to walk around the basement. She opens up an old chest. Clothes are inside. She picks up a yellow dress from the chest. She turns to the creaking sound. Alyssa runs to the staircase.
Theo!
Theo's on the ground.
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, are you okay?
I saw something and I ran, I fell.
Honey, what did you see?
I was coming downstairs to look for my baseball equipment. I don't know where anything is in this house.
You poor thing, I'm so sorry. Listen, let's go upstairs, okay? Get you cleaned up?
I'm sorry you hurt yourself.
Alyssa and Theo walk up the staircase.
All patched up.
Something pulls on the chain and turns off the basement light. Alyssa and Theo sit in the kitchen.
Okay, so, you know what you're gonna do? You are gonna think of the rudest, the worst word you know, okay? The one you would never, ever, 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 ever say out loud. Count to three, and then say that word into this.
A towel.
Really?
Yes. Really, I promise you won't feel a thing. Okay. One, two, three.
She dabs his arm.
See? Done. Done.
What do we do with the towel?
We wash it in very, very hot water. All right. Let me get you a Band-Aid. I think I saw one in the hall. Wait here.
Okay. Alyssa walks away.
I want a Batman one.
Okay.
Theo looks down at his scraped elbow. Alyssa slides open the closet door. She takes a box from the closet and opens it.
Please, let me have a Batman Band-Aid. And
she looks up and gapes. She finds a bat.
Yes.
She hides it behind her back and brings it to Theo.
So most of our Band-Aids are very boring and beige, but...
Ta-da! She shows him the bat.
You found it!
I found it! I told you we would find it! Okay.
Alyssa puts the Band-Aid on Theo's elbow.
Next question is, do you want me to go get you some ice cream?
Sure.
Okay.
Bring back. Alyssa walks into the kitchen. She opens the freezer.
Huh. Hey, Theo? It's so weird. I don't see the ice cream.
Maybe Maya knows where it is. In the meantime, just get yourself some cookies.
Okay.
Alyssa calls up the staircase.
Maya?
She turns to the door. She opens it to a young man.
May I help you?
I'm here for Maya.
Do you have a name?
Yeah. Tell me yours first.
I'm Alyssa, Maya's stepmother.
I'm Ethan, Maya's friend. How do you like it here? My mom told me someone died here. Doesn't keep you up at night?
No. She was old. It's nothing to gossip about.
One person's gossip's another person's tragedy.
Maya walks to the door.
Let's go, Ethan.
Maya, where are you going?
Out.
Did you arrange a curfew with your dad? You can't just be going out till all hours.
Have a good night.
Ethan turns back.
Nice to meet you, Alyssa.
Ethan leaves.
Alyssa?
She turns to Theo.
I can't find my cookies.
Okay, yeah. Come.
Alyssa walks into the house and shuts the door. The next morning, Alyssa stands in the kitchen, taking pictures of the cabinets. Maya joins her.
Oh, hey, what do you think? One room down, only 10 more to go.
Maya walks past Alyssa and opens the fridge.
You look a little pale.
I think I'm sick. When's my dad coming home?
Oh, honey, not for a couple days. What does he usually do when you're sick?
My mom used to make lemon ginger tea.
Okay, I can handle that. Okay. Well, I'll bring the tea.
Thanks.
Maya walks away with orange juice.
Please let me have ginger.
Later, Maya tosses in bed. A tea kettle sits on her nightstand.
No.
She tosses and turns, breathing deeply. She opens her eyes. A blurry figure approaches her.
Mom?
A young man stands over her. Alyssa's eyes shoot open.
Maya?
She runs down the hall to Maya's room. The door is locked.
Maya, the door is locked! Maya, open the door, please! What? Maya!
She bangs on her door, then looks through the keyhole. Maya struggles in bed. Alyssa rams into the door with her shoulder. She breaks the door open.
Maya?
She approaches Maya.
Maya?
She lies alone in bed.
Honey? Maya? Are you okay?
What happened?
I think you had some sort of, fever dream. You were thrashing around and you broke the teapot.
I thought I saw my mom, but...
Oh, honey.
I don't know why. It's all mixed up.
I think with the cough medicine and the fever, it was too much.
Maya sits up in bed. She gets up.
Honey, where are you going?
I'm gonna sleep in Theo's room tonight.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I always used to sleep on the floor next to his bed when my mom was sick.
Okay.
Alyssa turns to the broken teapot on the ground. She bends over and picks up a necklace mixed in with the broken pieces of the teapot. A figure watches from under the bed. The next morning, Alyssa lies in bed. Her eyes flutter as she looks over to the clock, which reads 6:41 a.m. She sits up in bed. She grabs her laptop and opens it. A pregnancy website is open on her browser. She switches tabs to a search engine. She types death on Bell Lane. An article reads, woman, 42, found dead in Bell Lane residence. The article reads, the cause of death appears to be possible suicide. Alyssa looks around the room, then closes her laptop. Soon, Theo eats breakfast in the kitchen.
Okay, Theo, 5 minutes and we gotta go, okay?
Alyssa and Maya enter.
Are you going to school today?
Of course. I'm a responsible citizen.
Well, I didn't make you breakfast because I just thought you'd still be feeling under the weather. I mean, especially after last night. Maya, you still look a little pale. I don't think your dad would mind if you took one more day to recover.
Well, I guess he doesn't get a vote because he's never here.
Maya turns away.
Oh, wait. Hey, sorry. Listen.
She turns back.
Is this yours?
Not mine.
The necklace.
Are you sure? I thought it might be a gift from Ethan.
Ethan has better taste than to give me that thing.
Theo.
If she doesn't want it, can I have it?
It's time to go.
The sun shines over the town. Alyssa opens the trunk of her car and places groceries inside. She closes the trunk. She turns and locks her car. Soon, tea is served in a coffee shop.
Here you go, ma'am. Enjoy.
Alyssa looks down at her phone. Ethan taps on her shoulder.
Your coffee.
What are you doing here?
Nice to see you too, my stepmom. Beautiful day, huh? I'm fine. Thanks for asking.
Fair enough. How are you, Ethan?
I'm good.
Why aren't you in school?
It's 4 o'clock. It's done for today.
Oh, no. Oh, no, I forgot to go get Theo. Oh, God. Oh.
A man opens the door.
Thank you.
Alyssa hurries out of the coffee shop. The man walks past Ethan. At night, Theo and Alyssa return to the house.
I'm so glad your teacher was, like, really cool. Oh, wait! I got your favorite ice cream. Which is good news, yeah?
They enter the house.
Oh, wow! Maya!
Theo covers his ears.
Oh, wow! I'm gonna go upstairs. Okay.
Theo runs up the stairs, covering his ears. Alyssa runs into the living room, covering her ears. She approaches the record player and takes the needle off the record. She runs into the kitchen. She turns off a Bluetooth speaker.
Maya, come on, somebody!
Alyssa runs up the stairs. Alyssa turns off a speaker in her room.
Maya!
Alyssa walks into Maya's room. She takes a speaker off the shelf. She turns it off. Alyssa turns and looks out the window. A car approaches down the driveway. Maya gets out of the passenger seat of Ethan's truck. Maya walks toward the house. Alyssa turns away from the window. She breathes deeply. A car drives down a dark street at night. Chris pulls into the driveway. He walks into the house. Alyssa sleeps on the couch. She turns to him.
Hey.
Alyssa sits up.
Oh. How was your trip?
Closed with 3 clients, so I'd say pretty damn good.
Chris sits on the couch beside her.
I have to go back tomorrow, though.
Horace?
Yeah. I just came back for the night. I missed you.
They kiss.
The weirdest thing happened. Theo and I came home. And there was music just blasting everywhere.
With a teenager in the house. Well, that's shocking.
No, Maya wasn't home. Nobody was home.
Sounds like a prank.
Alyssa looks down and smiles. Later, she lies awake in bed. She looks toward the noise. She gets up and looks into the hallway. Chris follows. Theo stands in the hallway.
He's sleepwalking again. Don't startle him.
Chris crouches beside Theo.
Wake up. You're sleepwalking. You need to wake up.
Daddy, I had a bad dream.
It's okay. You're safe. We're both here. Time to go back to bed now.
Theo nods.
Let me take him.
Sure.
Alyssa holds out her hand. Theo takes it. They walk together toward Theo's room. The next day, Theo practices soccer outside.
I'm the best! I'm the bestest! Any school.
Alyssa stands in her bathroom, staring at the mirror.
6 times. Unlucky.
She pulls the mirror forward, revealing a cabinet. She takes pregnancy tests from the top shelf. Soon, she answers the front door.
Hey, bestie.
Shay walks in.
Sent up the bat signal?
No.
She holds wine.
Thank you for coming.
Alyssa hugs her.
Oh, hon, I'm so sorry. But there's lots of time still. Try again next month. I mean, trying's the fun part, right?
Oh, that's what they tell me. Come. See my haunted house.
They walk into the living room.
Are you kidding? This place is so gorgeous already.
Oh, thank you. But, you know, with the contractors and everything, it's just been impossible.
What about hot hubby? Can he just whip out his tools?
He is away on a business trip. He comes back tomorrow.
Huh. And the unfriendly offspring?
Well, Theo is at a sleepover, and Maya is God only knows where.
Perfect. We could trash talk all night long.
Alyssa rubs her hands together.
I'll go get the glasses.
At night, they sit together in the living room.
But you knew an old lady died here when you bought the place.
Jay, she was 42 years old. She wasn't some old lady.
Okay, so a middle-aged, youthful woman died here. I mean, this house is, what, 100 years old? I'm sure a lot of people have died here.
I mean, but a suicide? That's not exactly peaceful. And there's a presence in this house. Things go missing, and Maya thought she saw a woman in her room.
Okay, so here's the thing. We don't believe in ghosts because we are smart, science-forward, 21st century women.
I'm not saying ghosts.
Oh, but this house is old. Why shouldn't it be haunted? Who are you to disturb them? You know what? You're the intruder.
Yeah. You know who would have loved this? 16-year-old us.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Do you remember that ancient Ouija board that we brought home from the flea market?
Because you wanted to contact your dead cat.
Mr. Goodles! Oh, Mr. Goodles, oh, I love that
Mr.
cat!
R.I.P. Mr. Goodles.
R.I.P. Mr. Goodles.
They sip wine.
Okay, you know.
Shay stands.
We have to make the most of this place before the walls come out and the pot lights go in. Do you remember that other game? What was it? With that other game where we, the mirror.
They point to each other.
Bloody Mary! Yes! Oh my God, we have to do it! Which bathroom? It's 5 minutes to midnight. This is perfect! We gotta do it! We gotta do it! We're gonna Bloody Mary it up in the bathroom! Let's go!
Shay carries candles away.
Going upstairs!
Wait, what?
They stand in the bathroom.
Let's see if the lady of the house is...
Shay hands Alyssa a candle.
No, not really. And what if she is here?
Then you have to make peace with her, Liz. Do it, okay? But you have to do it alone.
Why?
Because I might scare her, and I also forgot the wine, so start without me. I'll be right back. Say hi!
Shay closes the bathroom door. Alyssa stands inside, holding a lit candle.
Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary.
Alyssa stares into the bathroom mirror.
Bloody Mary. 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 Bloody Mary.
The candle blows out. Alyssa's eyes dart around the room as she sets down the candle.
Bloody Mary.
She startles at the sound. Alyssa turns to the bathroom door.
Shay, this isn't funny. Go. Shay, the door is locked. Let me out. Shay, hurry. Shay!
The bathroom door opens.
Mary, what's going on? Did it work?
Maya.
Wow. Drunk much?
We were just...
I really don't care what counts for a fun night with old people.
Maya walks away. Shay blinks, holding two glasses of wine. The next day, Alyssa walks into the living room. She covers her nose with her hand. She flips through magazines in a basket on a coffee table. She lifts a couch cushion. She lifts a blanket off the couch. She throws it back. She uncovers her laptop and sits on the couch. She opens her laptop. A page on a web browser reads, "Geriatric pregnancy, risk of prenatal alcohol use by maternal age."
What the hell?
Alyssa walks into Maya's room.
Maya, we need to talk because your idea of a joke is actually really nasty.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, come on. Maya, the website that you left open for me, I would never drink if I was pregnant. Making me feel guilty, why would you do something like that?
I can say the same thing.
Maya turns, holding up the doll. Its eyes and mouth have been X'd out.
What happened here?
You tell me.
You honestly think I would do something like that?
I'm back. Where's everybody?
I'm going to see Ethan.
Maya stands. Chris enters.
Hey, my two girls. What's going on?
Ask her.
Maya leaves.
Hey, wait, Maya.
Just let her go. She's just so angry.
What the hell? This is Rachel's.
Chris picks up the doll.
Who would do this?
Well, it's not something Theo could do. I certainly didn't do it. Maybe Maya herself?
Why in God's name would she deface her own mother's doll, Alyssa?
I don't know. To drive a wedge between us because she's not in a good place? She doesn't want to be here, Chris. She doesn't want me to be here, and I'm stuck dealing with it on my own.
Alyssa walks away.
Hey.
Chris follows.
I know it's been hard, all right? I get it. But it won't be like this for long, I promise.
Chris reaches out for Alyssa and turns her around.
We're gonna make a good life here.
Rachel's doll isn't the only strange thing. There is something wrong with this house, Chris. Remember when I told you about the music? Well, that wasn't the only thing. There have been other strange things. Missing objects and noises and...
Liz, it's a creaky old house.
Yeah, but I have a really bad feeling. Like an odd sensation.
Liz, please, okay? I just got back. Please, okay? Give me a minute. I'll go pick up Theo.
I was gonna...
I'll do it.
Chris hurries down the staircase. Later that night... Chris and Alyssa lie in bed. Alyssa's awake as Chris sleeps. The next day, Chris and Alyssa are in their bedroom.
Alyssa, are you still in there?
Yes.
In the bathroom.
New day. Can we get a do-over?
I may be open to it.
Made you coffee.
Smart man.
Do you want me to do that?
Oh, no, I'm an expert now. Check it out.
She takes a cap off her needle. She injects it into her side.
Huh. Oh, Chris. This is the month.
She grabs his face.
The month that everything gets better.
Gonna get pregnant.
A man watches through the electrical socket. Later, in the kitchen...
We're down 3 water bottles already, and it's only October.
Theo, can you look in the lunchroom for your water bottle, please, kiddo?
Maya enters and opens the fridge.
Hi, Maya.
She turns and leaves.
Bye, Maya.
Chris walks to the window and sees Maya getting into Ethan's truck.
Huh. So I'm guessing that's the new boyfriend.
Yep. Straight out of Central Casting. Bad boy in a bad car.
Theo smirks. Later, Alyssa jogs through the forest. She jogs down a country road and approaches the house. She walks inside and puts her hat and gloves on the kitchen counter. She reads a note on the fridge and smiles. She grabs a water filter from the fridge. She sets it on the counter and stops when she hears the music. She walks past the basement door. She stomps, then slowly turns back to it. She struggles to open the door, then slowly opens it. She walks down an old wooden staircase. Alyssa turns a corner and sees the silhouette of a man. Ethan turns.
Hey, stepmom, chill.
What in the hell are you doing down here? How did you even get in here?
Alyssa turns to Maya.
Maya, these aren't play clothes.
She wears the yellow dress from the chest.
Oh my God, you're worse than Theo.
You know what, Maya? I can't fight with you today. But if I were you, I would take off those clothes and get in the shower. They've been in there for God only knows how long.
Alyssa turns away. Ethan and Maya laugh.
And he needs to go now.
Maya gapes. Ethan smirks.
I told you she's crazy.
Ethan's eyes dart. Later at night, Alyssa looks in the mirror and washes her face. She looks up to the sound. She gapes. Soon, she video chats with Shay in the living room.
Listen to me. What I'm talking about is the opposite of dead. Something feels alive. Okay, I can't explain it. And I know I'm not making any sense.
Liz, I gotta ask, are you getting any sleep?
You know I haven't.
You're worn out.
You're suddenly a mom. All those hormones you're taking.
You're under a lot of pressure.
There's something going on here, Shay. And it's really starting to mess with me.
A therapist could be helpful.
It's not me. It's this bloody house.
Okay. I'm sorry.
You know what? Never mind. I gotta go. Bye.
Wait.
Alyssa closes her laptop. She sets it aside and stands up from the couch. Nearby, a man watches through a grate. The next day, Alyssa sits in the driver's seat of her car. Soon, she drives down a country road. She turns to the sound. She looks over. An object hides behind a tree. She shakes her head.
I'm done.
She puts on her gloves and exits her car. She grabs something from the trunk, then closes it. She walks into the forest, carrying a tire iron. She ducks under branches as she walks through the forest. She turns to the sound.
Please just stop! Just leave us alone!
She spots a log on the ground. She approaches it. Water bottles and packaging are hidden underneath the log.
This is all of our stuff.
She spots footsteps leading away from the log. A figure watches from behind a tree nearby. At night, Theo sleeps in bed. Alyssa approaches and covers him with a blanket. She pats his head and turns out the light. She spots a light coming from underneath Maya's door. She approaches it. A sign reads, "Knock first." Alyssa holds her hand by the door, then stops and turns away. Later, she sleeps. A shadow flutters around the room. Alyssa wakes. She steps into the hallway and slowly walks down the staircase. She walks into the living room. She turns to the kitchen. Theo stands in front of an open fridge, sleepwalking. Alyssa bends down beside him.
Theo, honey, are you all right?
I think I had another bad dream.
Oh.
Theo hugs Alyssa.
It's okay. You're okay. I'm here.
She turns with Theo as she closes the fridge door. They walk away. A man steps out from behind the fridge and watches them leave. In the morning, Alyssa sets down a glass of water on a shelf. She picks up a pill bottle and takes one. She drinks the water.
Okay, another test.
She opens her cabinet. A man watches through the crack. She sits on the toilet and takes the pregnancy test.
Please be positive.
She flushes, then sets the test in the kitchen sink as she washes her hands. The man watches as Alyssa ties her hair back, then exits the washroom, leaving the pregnancy test on the sink. Outside, Maya and Theo sit in Ethan's truck.
Theo, get your lunchbox. Thanks.
Alyssa hands it to Theo.
Have a good day.
Ethan drives away. A man watches them through the window. He walks into the bathroom and looks down at the pregnancy test. Alyssa walks up the staircase. She enters her bedroom and walks into the bathroom. She looks for the pregnancy test on the sink. It's not there. She picks up the garbage can and shakes it around. She sets it back down. Her eyes dart. She shakes her head. She opens her cabinet and reaches for a new test. The box is empty. She hits the empty box on her hand.
Great.
Later, she speaks with Chris.
Things are disappearing from the house, and I found Theo's water bottles in the woods.
Chris, you are not listening to me.
I am. You were in the woods. You found a bunch of garbage the kids hid.
Yes, and they both denied it.
Were you just telling me Theo's lost several water bottles already this year? Come on, babe. Remember when you were that age? It's just deny, deny, deny. Whoops, I got caught.
It's not just about the garbage or the water bottles. It's about the footprint right beside it. A big footprint.
You're telling me you saw a person?
No. No, it was a presence, okay? That's the best way that I can describe it. Chris, you don't know what it's like to be in this house alone day after day.
You're not alone in the house, though. The kids are here.
Maya listens in the hallway.
All this change would affect anyone.
She looks down.
You think I'm losing it?
I just want you to be healthy. We're trying to have a baby, you know?
Alyssa stares at Chris.
What?
I just think that if you came out into the woods and saw...
It is almost midnight, Liz. No!
She tilts her head at him. Soon, they walk through the woods with flashlights.
Come. It was right here.
She points down at the ground. The bottles and packaging are gone.
It was here. I know it was here. I think it was here. Everything's been moved.
And the footprints?
I erased with the branch.
Please, no more, Alyssa, okay? It's not the house. It's not the kids.
So it's me then? I'm the one that's just ruining everything.
Alyssa walks away.
That's not fair.
Chris catches up to her.
Hey.
Alyssa turns back to him.
That's not true.
Then take me away from here. Please, let's just put the house on the market.
Selling now is the kind of move that puts people in bankruptcy quite a
lot. I don't care. Please. Just take me away from here.
Chris nods.
Okay, just come here. Come here. You're exhausted. Maybe we can get you something to calm down, to relax. There's a guy in town. A psychiatrist. I hear he's highly recommended.
Pills. That's your solution?
If it helps you calm your nerves, yeah. I love you so much. I don't like seeing you this way.
Alyssa looks down as Chris hugs her. The next day, Alyssa stands with Chris by his car.
So, when are you coming home again?
Tomorrow, hopefully.
The man watches from behind the fence nearby.
Can't wait.
Alyssa turns back toward the house. The man watches. Nighttime at the house. Maya stares, breathing deeply. Alyssa and Theo run into her room. A bloody dead rat lies on her bed.
Ew. Gross. It wasn't there before dinner. Theo, did you?
No, I would never.
Theo exits Maya's room. Alyssa stares at the rat, then turns away. Maya.
What's going on in this place?
Wait, what do you mean?
I've been hearing strange noises at night, and my things keep disappearing. Something is wrong in this house.
Maya, why didn't you say anything?
I don't know. I should have. But I was listening when Dad was saying you're imagining things the other day. I didn't stick up for you. And I should have.
Alyssa eyes Maya.
I know you didn't do anything to Mom's doll.
I would never do that to something that mattered to you.
They both turn to the rat. Alyssa's eyes dart around the room.
Someone's been in this house.
Who?
I don't know. Do you think Ethan would do something like this?
No. Why would he? He wouldn't do that.
Well, okay. Someone's clearly been messing with us. We have to get out. Your dad's coming back tomorrow, and I'll tell him it is not up for debate anymore.
What about tonight?
You guys are sleeping with me.
Maya nods. Later, Maya and Theo sleep in Alyssa's bed. She paces and braids her hair nearby. She sits in a chair, then folds her arms. Alyssa's eyes start to droop. Soon, she's sleeping. A light turns off beside her. The man creeps into the bedroom. He walks over to the nightstand and takes Maya's cell phone. He walks over to Alyssa and takes her phone. Alyssa jolts awake. She looks around the room. She sees the man walking around the house.
Enough.
She shakes her head and stands. She hits a light switch on the wall. Nothing happens. She walks over to a closet and grabs a flashlight. She turns as a shadow moves behind her. She shines the light down the hallway. She walks down the hall and turns to a bedroom. She shines her light around Maya's room. Alyssa turns to the closet. She approaches it and pulls the door open. Only clothes are hanging inside. She moves some clothes to the side and puts her ear to the wall of the closet. She slides her hand down the wall of the closet. She reaches a ridge and pulls on it. A door swings open. She crouches down and walks through the door. She shines her light down a tunnel behind the walls. Alyssa peers through a slit in the wall. She looks into her bathroom, then sees behind her medicine cabinet. She backs away from the wall, breathing deeply. She turns to the sound and continues walking through the tunnel. She walks to the end of the hallway. And finds a ladder that leads down. She descends the ladder. Jeez. She reaches the bottom and scans the room with her flashlight. She lifts her light and points it at a desk. It's covered in candles and old photos. The yellow dress hangs nearby. A twin bed lies against the wall. Extension cords and chains hang from the wall. Alyssa looks through a peephole in the wall. She sees a bedroom. She steps back from the wall. A small door on a hinge is slightly ajar. Alyssa pulls it back, revealing a blue suitcase in a cubby. She pushes on the blue suitcase, and it opens a door behind it. She walks through the cubby to the other side of the wall. She stands. The man waits for her, holding a bat.
Just get inside.
Alyssa holds her hands up and stares. The man holds a bat.
Just get inside.
He stares at Alyssa.
Just get inside.
Okay.
She holds her hands up and shakes. Alyssa slowly backs up, turns, and walks back through the cubby. He turns on a light in the room.
This isn't how I wanted.
The man paces in the room.
This isn't how I wanted this to be.
He holds his hand to his head.
Just, it's gone wrong. Completely wrong.
He stares at Alyssa.
I've seen you. I've heard you. I've been listening to you. Watching over you.
Alyssa turns to the wall and screams.
Maya!
The man turns to Alyssa.
Maya! Why are you doing that? Please. Maya! Maya! Go to the wall.
Maya! He grabs a roll of tape.
Maya, can you hear me?
The man approaches Alyssa and puts tape on her mouth.
Please stop. Stop. I don't want to do this.
He sits her down on the floor. He grabs rope and ties up Alyssa. Maya stirs in bed. The man ties Alyssa to the wall.
I don't want to hurt you. I just want to talk.
Alyssa slowly turns to the man. The man slowly backs away from Alyssa.
You know, I know how hard it's been. It's been hard for you here. You have to, you know, do those shots and take those pills. My mom took pills too. Lots of pills. So many pills.
He tears up and rests his head against his leg.
Your drinking is bad. You know, it hides your sadness. You know, and Chris. You know, he's never around to see you sad. He doesn't listen to you. He doesn't believe you. He doesn't know you like I do. So I could help. I could help this time. You don't gotta be sad anymore.
The man slowly crawls back toward Alyssa.
If I take that off, promise not to scream, right?
Alyssa nods. The man removes the tape from her face.
Was it your mom who died here in this house?
The man's face falls. He looks down and turns away. He stands and leans on his desk.
I know what it's like to lose your mother.
He lights a match and lights a candle in front of a picture of a woman.
My mother died too.
I know.
He shakes out the match, extinguishing the flame. He turns to Alyssa.
I know everything about you. We're the same. The others will go. They'll leave. Chris and Theo, I'll make it so they want to leave. But the girl, She's so mean. She's so cruel to you. You don't deserve it. No more mean girl. I'll get rid of her.
Maya!
Don't do that! Don't.
The man puts the tape back on Alyssa's mouth. Maya stirs awake in bed.
Alyssa?
She sits up. Behind the wall, the man removes a loose piece of wood and stares through the electrical socket. Maya gets out of bed and walks toward the hallway.
Alyssa?
I'll get rid of her. I have to get rid of her.
The man places the wood back.
They all have to go. I'll make them all go. I'll make them all go.
Maya walks into the kitchen.
Alyssa?
She cares about anybody but herself.
Alyssa?
She broke my chain. My mother gave me that chain.
The man walks behind the walls, following Maya through the house.
My mom gave me that chain. And she broke it.
Maya walks into the hallway by the side door. She looks at the floor and sees wet footprints. She walks back into Alyssa's bedroom and searches for her phone.
Where's my phone?
Theo sits up in bed.
Where's your phone? Come with me and be quiet.
The man watches through the electrical socket. Maya leads Theo out of the bedroom. They walk downstairs.
What's going on?
They walk into the living room and approach the landline.
Does that thing even work?
I don't know. Keep your voice down.
Maya plugs the cord into the wall. Maya picks up the receiver. She dials using the rotary phone. The man steps away from the wall, then back into his room. He wipes his eyes.
How could you forget about the phone line?
He picks up a pair of garden shears.
Stupid.
He opens the small door, then crawls through the cubby. Alyssa is tied to the wall.
Hi, you've reached Chris. Please leave a message.
Dad, I can't find Alyssa. I don't know where she is, and I think there's someone in the house. Our phones are missing. Something is wrong. Please get here as fast as you can.
Who's in the house?
I don't know. I'm going to call the police.
Alyssa picks up the phone. In the walls, the man cuts a cord with the garden shears. Maya hits a button on the phone. It doesn't work.
What do we do now?
The man walks through the cubby, back into his room. He paces.
There's no time to waste. There's no time to waste. I have to get it done.
The man turns to Alyssa.
You don't even know. Let me show you.
He goes to his desk and opens a wooden box. He picks up Alyssa's pregnancy test.
Why would you do that?
He looks down at her, approaching.
No, we don't need it. We can be a family.
He holds up the positive test to Alyssa.
We don't need a new baby.
Her eyes widen.
Don't worry.
The man to Alyssa.
I looked on your computer and a little bit of this.
He holds a bottle of chloroform.
Yeah, it won't hurt you. Now we
He lines up metal tools on the table.
You just need to get rid of the baby. I've been practicing.
He walks over to Alyssa holding a textbook.
I've been practicing how to get the baby out. No, see, look, I've been practicing how to get the baby out. Oh, did you see my mama rat?
Alyssa stares with wide eyes.
I left it to show you so you could see that I've been practicing. I left it to show you.
Alyssa shakes her head.
This baby is a mistake. You don't need it.
The man sets his textbook on the table.
You and I have each other, and
he takes out a rag and dabs chloroform onto it.
We can be a family.
He takes off the tape. He puts the rag on her face. Alyssa passes out. Soon, Maya walks out the side door with Theo.
Okay. Go into the chicken coop. Go there. Stay low. Watch the house. Don't come out until you see me, Mom, or Dad.
Mom?
Alyssa, this is very, very important. Don't come back until you see one of us. No. Go. Go.
Theo turns and runs away. Maya turns back to the house. She nods. Back in the room behind the walls, the man stands behind a hanging light. He moves it away from his face. Alyssa lies on his desk and stares at him.
Feel this.
He holds up her hand. It falls down limply.
Oh, gosh. I got it right. I got it right.
Alyssa wears the yellow dress.
You look so beautiful in my mother's dress. This dress isn't for Maya. It's for you.
He strokes Alyssa's face. The man's eyes dart to the sound. Alyssa's eyes dart. The man turns away from Alyssa. Maya walks into the living room. She crouches down to a vent on the wall.
Alyssa!
Maya!
Alyssa twitches her fingers. Across the room, the man kneels, holding his head.
Get rid of Maya.
Maya turns and walks into the hallway. Alyssa slowly sits up on the table.
Get rid of her.
Maya stands in front of the basement door. Alyssa sits up.
Maya.
Get rid of her.
The man paces.
And then the baby.
Maya pulls on the basement door.
Everything will be fine.
Alyssa stares through a peephole in the wall, watching the man pace. The basement door bursts open. Maya falls back. The man stands over her. He grabs Maya and lifts her. He pulls her into the basement and drags her down the stairs. He throws Maya to the floor. She sits up and tries to run past him. He grabs her.
Please.
Alyssa looks around the room.
Please.
The man drags Maya through the basement.
Mom, help!
He pushes Maya into the cubby. Alyssa lies back down on the table. Maya stands and looks around the man's room. The man pushes Maya onto a couch. He picks up a needle and uncaps it and turns to Maya.
No, please, please.
He slowly approaches her.
You're the problem. You're selfish.
He holds up the needle to Maya. Alyssa hits the man in the head. He falls.
Leave my car alone! Oh my God! Go!
Maya crawls for the cubby. Alyssa follows. The man grabs her foot.
No, go! Go get help! Go! Just go!
He pulls Alyssa back into the room, then throws her against the table. Alyssa turns to the man. She runs over to the ladder and starts climbing. The man grabs her foot and tries to pull her down. She kicks him, then continues climbing. She reaches the top of the ladder, then runs through the tunnel. She crawls out of Maya's closet, then closes the door behind her. She pushes Maya's bed against the door, then runs out of Maya's room. She hurries down the staircase. She pushes a table in front of the basement door. She puts a lock on the door. She backs away from the door with her hands up. She walks to the front door. She turns to the wall. Something hits it. It's starting to buckle. The man breaks through the wall. Alyssa falls to the ground. He stands over her and slowly approaches. Alyssa stares with wide eyes. The man stands over Alyssa as she lies in the living room.
Please, let me go.
If I let you go, then what happens to me? What happens to us? I will be alone again.
We can get you the help you need.
No, no. They didn't work. They weren't nice there. This is where we belong. It's you and me.
He crouches down to her.
This is our home. You and I are safe here. It's just us in the house. Like it should be. We don't have to go anywhere. No one will disturb us now. We can be a family. It's you and me.
The man's face falls. He turns to the sound. Alyssa sits up and leans into the man.
I already have a family. Let me go.
You belong here with me.
Alyssa pushes the man. He falls back onto an exposed nail.
Mom.
She turns back to him.
Mom.
He reaches out toward her. Blood pools beside him.
It hurts. It hurts.
Alyssa crouches down beside him.
Listen, don't move. Tell me your name. Tell me your name.
Joe.
Okay.
Joseph. Okay. My mom called me Joe.
Okay, Joe.
Joe smiles.
I'm here.
Joe's face falls.
My mom. She died.
Okay.
She hurt herself. She didn't mean to, but she hurt herself. And she left me alone. They took me away. They thought I did it. So they took me to a place for so long. Then I came back here. To my home. My home. I don't want to be alone again.
Okay.
I don't want to be alone again.
Okay.
I don't want to be alone again.
Maya approaches the front door.
Are you okay? The police are on their way. Dad must have got my message.
I'm fine. Where's Theo?
He's fine. He's outside. Don't worry.
Okay, go be with him, okay?
Maya looks down at the man.
I'm okay.
Okay.
She nods and turns away. Alyssa turns back to Joe.
Please stay.
I'm here.
I'm gonna stay.
Soon, police officers are outside the house.
The offender is gonna be transferred to the hospital.
Alyssa, Maya, and Theo stand together, wrapped in blankets. Chris runs to them and hugs them.
Are you okay?
We're okay.
I should have believed you.
I couldn't believe it myself.
I'm so sorry.
He stares at Alyssa.
Can you ever forgive me?
They all turn to Joe. Paramedics roll him away from the house on a gurney. Chris hugs Theo. He wraps his arm around Maya. They all stare at Joe, who holds out his hand to Alyssa. She stares as he's wheeled away. Alyssa turns to an officer.
Is he gonna be okay?
Yeah, they think he'll pull through.
So he was in the house the whole time.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, he grew up here. He knew the house pretty well.
Poor kid. His mom, it was complicated.
He's wheeled into an ambulance.
Look, I need you to come to the station so we can get your statement. You can press charges.
Charges?
It won't take long.
No. I have no interest in pressing charges.
Really? Are you sure?
He's mentally ill. Being locked up? What good does that do?
Okay, well, I still need a statement.
Tomorrow.
Alyssa nods. The officer eyes her. The ambulance door is closed, with Joe inside. Alyssa returns to Chris, Maya, and Theo.
You know what's crazy? I'm standing here, in the middle of all this madness, and I still feel so lucky.
Maya.
This makes you feel lucky?
Not everyone gets the chance to build a life with the people they love. But we do.
You saved my life.
We showed up for each other. I'm pretty sure that's what families do.
Maya hugs Alyssa and cries. Chris smiles. Alyssa turns to him and smirks. Chris wraps his arms around Maya and Theo.
Yes.
Yes.
I forgive you. And yes, I'm pregnant.
Maya smiles. So do Chris and Theo. Everybody hugs. Chris kisses Alyssa. Credits. Audio description by One Extra. While this film is inspired by actual events, the characters and events depicted in this film are fictional. Any similarities to actual persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Copyright 2023, ITW Productions, Inc. Logo, Lighthouse Pictures.